views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Spiritual Diagnostics Radio. Psychic answers and spiritual solutions with psychic visionary and vibrational healers, Carol Dorian and Justice Welling, where you can call in and ask about your chakras, aura, and spiritual DNA. Tune in and discover the energy that is contradictive to your path of wholeness. Get ready to meet the most important person in your life. You.
Well, hello, hello, everybody. Thank you for tuning in to Spiritual Diagnostics. This is your host, Carol Dorian.
And this is your host, Justice Welling.
And we are so delighted to be here.
I think we have an awesome show for you today. I think our listeners are really going to enjoy it. It is Diagnosing Your Spiritual Condition.
That's right. Today we're going to be talking about diagnosing your spiritual condition. And for those of you who did not get a chance to listen to last week's show, I'd like to do a little bit of a recap. Last week's show is going to have a lot of connection and in common with this week's show. So in the first show we did, it was Anatomy of the Spirit. And this is where we were talking about the similarities of the spiritual body when you compare it to the physical body, how the two function, how certain situations affect your spiritual health in the same way the certain situations affect physical health and how they are connected. And in diagnosing your spiritual condition, we're going to touch on conditions of the spirit. We've already talked about anatomy, so now we want to talk about the different conditions. So when we talked about anatomy, we talked about the chakras.
The aura.
We talked about the spirit or soul, if you will, and different portions of the auric field and how each and every cell of the spiritual body connects. So in knowing how the spiritual body connects, we also need to know the different ailments or different conditions that can come into our spirit. And, you know, it's like in our physical, we take vitamins. We take care of ourselves. Well, we should. And a lot of us don't. So there are certain times that we're feeling sluggish, times that we're feeling down, times that we're feeling just physically drained. And that happens also in the spiritual body, and we receive conditions. And we're going to touch on where do some of these conditions come from? Where do they store their self? How do they happen? And we will also touch on the answers and solutions to locating and removing or aiding and guiding the release of these conditions. So for those of you who are listening and you have questions, you've been feeling like there's something going on in your spirit, you're not feeling the way that you'd like to feel, you're not in touch with your motivation, not in touch with your inner chi, not in touch with being able to feel and hear from yourself, give us a call. And just through voice vibrations, we can also be able to diagnose spiritual conditions. So in diagnosing spiritual conditions, I'd like to go over a few of the spiritual conditions. There are infections that the spirit can receive, and there are also viruses that the spirit can receive. And where they store their self are the chakra or aura system. There are autoimmune disorders. They are auric autoimmune disorders. And that is where the aura starts to deplete the very things that we desire as soon as they start to come in, the aura can start treating them like a foreign antibody. And we're going to touch on what causes that and how that happens. There's also scarring of the aura. And we're going to be talking about how does this happen?
So, Carol, is it safe to say if you're talking about a spiritual virus or infection, if I had a virus or infection, I'd usually go see my doctor and I usually get some type of medication. So are you saying there's a spiritual medication?
There are spiritual medications, absolutely. And the spiritual medications, what they come down to are meditative practices, crystals. There are certain stones that can draw out that impurity, that infection, that unwanted energy. But it's very important to find out if what it is that is there is infectious or if it's viral. Because like with a virus, we are going through symptoms that run themselves out. And if you had a virus and you went to the doctor, they'd be telling you,
let it run its course.
Let it run its course. And there is no antibiotic
exactly.
for that. So when it's something that is an infection, there is a solution. So what does that mean? Each and every one of us are going to go through something in life that is negative or challenges our condition, our space, and our decisions in this lifetime. Does that always mean that we have a spiritual blockage? Absolutely not. Sometimes these are things that we just have to go through, and for whatever the reason is, because of the lesson or the growth, they run themselves out. And that's what goes on in the aura. These energies can be viral and run themselves out. The difference is with the infection, what we find is that it does run itself out. It does run its course. But then we're going through the exact same symptoms again. And that is the auric infection.
But because doesn't it leave damage behind?
It
even
does.
When it does filter out?
It does. It does leave damage behind. And so that's where that damage can even create a repeat of the infection because it's never been healed. So it's like leaving a wound open. And what are these wounds? For some people, it's divorce. For some people, it's childhood abuse or trauma. For some people, it's a work-related situation, a past life situation.
So somebody can have this infection from a past life and
Absolutely.
Bring it into this life.
Absolutely. And it stores itself in the aura. So does that mean that everybody who's had a negative past life has this major infectious block? No. Sometimes even that's viral and it runs its course. But it's important to know if what you are carrying runs its course or is it something that needs to be treated?
And can you tell our listeners, if they're listening and they're like, you know, I do always feel like there is something from my past that is I haven't filtered that is still with me, or a past life, or I'm not moving forward in a certain area, or I just don't have the confidence or self-esteem, or I can get rid of this block. And maybe they're thinking, maybe I do have a spiritual condition. Maybe I do have an infection. Can you tell our listeners how they would get diagnosed?
Yes. What we do is when people are going through a situation like this, we're picking up their voice vibration. So if they're calling in to the show and if there's something they'd like to know regarding the symptoms that they're going through and they're feeling something and whatever it is that they're feeling, they may not be able to put into words. Sometimes we know what we feel and sometimes we can word it and sometimes we cannot. But the vibrational frequency of what it is that we say flows through what we say, even if we feel we're not saying enough to express it. So when we're hearing and when we're feeling that vibrational frequency, we're going to be able to tell you what it is that you're carrying and what it is that you're holding. Sometimes another way to do it for people who do not want to call in or they do not want to seek that from someone else. There is also a way that they can go into a meditative state within their self and ask yourself a few simple questions. Is this something that I have repeated in my life through different portions of my life? Is this something that every time I seem to find or think I'm finding a solution to or release it, that it seems to be right back in front of me and I'm repeating it? If that's the case, that's more of a spiritual infection. Some people do need guided work, but there sometimes people can actually heal this through doing their own spiritual work without contacting somebody. Some people don't want to make that contact, and that's okay.
Yeah.
They can do it on their own.
Absolutely.
It can be done. But the key is know that it's there. At least know that that's what is going on. Because if you're, even if you're going to be self-medicating, doing your own meditations, doing your own practices, you should at least know what it is that you're working on, what it is that you need to facilitate the healing.
They need to be educated.
Absolutely.
They need to be educated, one. And I think that's a lot of our listeners. They listen a lot for education. You know, like our last show was, you know, anatomy. So they're getting the information. What do they have? You know, how does it work in their whole spiritual system? And some people do choose to self-medicate, and it turns out very good. And we have a lot of those callers and clients who just need a little bit of a push, a little bit of information to get them from point A to point B. And I think we're going to talk more about that when we come back from our break. Talk
Absolutely.
To you soon.
Hi, this is Connie Five, your unstoppable diva, your host of Up or Out with Connie. I am thrilled to be a headline show on C-Suite Network, where you can grow your brand, grow your tribe, and be unstoppable. We are the hottest podcast for entrepreneurs, C-level executives, and market leaders. And you can hear me each week right here on the C-Suite Network. Also on Conscious Business Network, iTunes, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, SiriusXM, and over 900 stations around the globe. Be sure to follow me on LinkedIn, Facebook, and Twitter. Thanks for listening. Be bold, be connected, and be unstoppable.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Discover the healing medicine from the giant monkey tree frog Cambo. Cambo practitioner Ginny Rutherford and professional psychic Todd Rolson have come together for lively discussions of alternative healing medicines from the Amazon. Ginny and Todd bring you Cambo Talk Radio. Tune in each Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific to hear from guests all over the world with real life stories and the medicinal benefits of Cambo. For more information, visit CamboKiss.com.
Are you feeling stagnant or blocked in your love life, career, health, or finances? Experiencing difficulty focusing or setting and achieving goals? Tune in to Spiritual Diagnostics Radio with psychic visionary healers Carol Dorian and Justice Welling. Discover the cause and effect of unwanted patterns in life. Tune in every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit spiritualdeed.com.
Get ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming transformative topics and guests. Tune in to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio to harness your connection with the universe to effect change for optimal success and happiness. Named one of the country's top psychics, Eve now brings her insights and gifts to this weekly hit call-in show joined by visionaries, leaders, and gifted others, but mostly you. Jot it down, Thursdays, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
And we are back. We're so delighted to be here talking about diagnosing your spiritual condition. So I want our listeners to know, again, for those of you who are just tuning in, yes, we do diagnose conditions of the spirit through voice vibrations and through our sessions. However, there are people who are not comfortable reaching out to other people who would just like information on how to do this for themselves. And you absolutely can. You can diagnose your own spiritual conditions. Sometimes people may feel like they're not objective enough in diagnosing that, or that they may want a little more help and guidance. But for those of you who feel that you would like to do your own diagnosing, it's pretty simple at times, you know? It comes down to asking yourself, again, the condition that I'm in, have I repeated this at more than one phase in my life? And it comes down to being able to just hear from yourself and be honest with yourself. And you will find through a meditative state that your spirit will present the questions to you. And if you can just lie down calmly in a meditative state and just place your hand on that solar plexus chakra, which is located just above the navel, this is the center where we touch our confidence. This is the center where we can hear from ourselves. This is the center where we can feel our vibrational frequencies. And if you're lying down and you place the palm of your hand on that solar plexus chakra, you're going to know if what it is that you're thinking of asking yourself is coming from yourself or just coming from distractions. It's just a matter of quietly lying there and getting in touch with your own vibrations. For those of you who have been trying to do this and you feel like you need some help doing it, we do help people in doing that. So there's two ways to go about it. There's the guided meditative state, and then there is tapping into your own solar plexus. And we're going to be doing at some point a whole show about the meditative state with the solar plexus and how to touch that and tap into that portion of self and ask those questions.
And I'm very excited for that upcoming show. And I think we have a caller, Malcolm from Illinois.
Oh, awesome.
Malcolm, are you with us?
Hi, guys. Yes, I'm here.
Hi, you're on with Justice and Carol. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Hey, Justice. Hey, Carol.
Hey, thanks for calling in.
Are you enjoying the show so far, Malcolm?
I absolutely am, and I have you know, some questions for you guys. Or I guess a concern of mine first, and then some questions. If I could chime in a little, I'm having you know, some trouble in a current relationship, but it seems like that I'm having, you know, this same thing happen to me in all my relationships. It's you know, things it'll go good, you know, for a while, and then it always seems to, you know, lead down the same path. You know, we're always butting heads with each other, and, you know, it's just this back and forth constant clash, and I just don't know, you know, what it could be or what to actually do.
Mm-hmm. You know, Malcolm, just from your voice vibration, I pick up a lot of energy in through your chakras. So I see in through your heart chakra, there is a lot of confusion and interruption there. The energy is not flowing like it should because you feel that you are not receiving in through love and relationship like you should. And that is because you are at a standstill in this relationship. You feel that you're not moving forward or back, that you are stuck in this one spot. And no matter what relationship you are in, you could only go so far, and then the pattern repeats itself. Is that kind of what is happening in every relationship?
That is absolutely dead on what happens. It'll go good for a while, and then it'll just come to a halt, and, you know, there's like no moving forward, there's no moving sideways, up or down, and it's just, you know, here we are, and it just dies, and that's it. And I just don't understand, right, you know, how to get past it or what to actually do. You know, I've talked to people, I've, you know, tried to take different classes, I've read books, I've done balancing and meditation, and I still cannot move forward.
And, you know, you should be listening to our next couple of shows over the course of a couple of weeks, because we are going to have a show about misdiagnosing, which, like you said, I've been to some classes, I did a lot of research, I've read the books, I've talked to people, and you still haven't found your solution or healing. And you could have been misdiagnosed, and you're treating the wrong spiritual condition or not the main spiritual condition. And so, Malcolm, I am picking up a lot of energy in your root chakra. And your root chakra holds a lot of sexual energy.
Yes.
And the energy that I see is coming from somebody else. So has your current partner had some sexual abuse when they were younger?
That's actually crazy that you've brought that up, because that has been brought to my attention, you know, from my spouse. And it's, you know, I don't know how to fix it. I don't know, you know what I mean?
I will tell you exactly how. The energy that you are storing in your root chakra is coming from this person, because I see a lot of abuse and a lot of sexual abuse. So, you know, when you are sharing that energy in through your root chakra, we call that an STE, a sexually transmitted energy.
Yes.
Okay.
And just how you can, sometimes people can get a sexually transmitted infection or disease, you could also share that energy spiritually. And sometimes it's not always good energy. And Carol, are you picking up anything on his root chakra and that energy? Because I feel so much that his root chakra is infected, and that infection is coming from his current relationship and that person's past. What do you feel?
You know, when I listen to Malcolm's voice and I hear what you're saying, I did not pick up on the sexual abuse. But what I did pick up on is that he was carrying a pain and trauma. You picked up on exactly what it was, and that's awesome. I felt that there's a pain. I felt that there is a trauma that is being stored through his energy field that is not actually his pain or his trauma. But another vibrational frequency that I feel through that root chakra energy is your confidence level. You know, the root is very much about being grounded and being confident. And yes, it does connect to that sexual energy, but I feel that this has affected your work. I feel that this has definitely affected your ability to focus and move in the direction professionally. I feel like professionally, there's been a cutoff in your life.
You're absolutely right.
And, you know, the sexual abuse vibration that is being stored in your auric field, it gives off energy that will go into other areas. So when you're carrying a negative frequency, that your aura and your energy does not own, this is like an infection. This is an antibody.
Absolutely.
That has gotten in there that the aura is working overtime
mm-hmm.
to try to flush it out, just like your immune system. And it has lowered your spiritual immune system. So when that happens, it takes you off of, there's no other way to say it, it takes you off of your game.
Absolutely.
At other areas of life. And I feel that there was a time that you were extremely focused professionally.
And confidence. You had a lot of confidence. You had a lot of self-esteem. You knew who you were, where you were going, and what you needed to get there. But right now, it almost seems like you are broken down, that you are broken, that you can't concentrate, you can't function, you feel you're living the same pattern over and over again, especially when it comes to love and relationship. And really, what you are really looking for, what your energy is craving, is to be balanced, to have love, to have marriage, to have a family. And it's the one thing that you feel you are very far away from right now. And I really do feel, Malcolm, that there is definitely a lot of energy in your root chakra that is affecting you that did not come from you. And so what I would like to do is, if you want to go to our website, which is spirituald.com, go to the contacts page and contact me. I would love to give you a diagnostic session or a reading so we can zoom in on the problem, find out exactly where it is, where it came from, how long it's been there. But the most important thing is to start healing and releasing it away from your life.
Absolutely. You know, Malcolm, what happens is when we love someone, we open up our energy field. Sometimes we open up our energy field to people that we do not love, unfortunately. But when you connect to somebody, you open up your energy field and you can absolutely receive their conditions and live out their symptoms.
Absolutely. And we're going to talk more about this when we come back from break. And Malcolm, I will talk to you soon. Contact us. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Treat the body and expand the soul on June 1st with Lynn Brown. In this all-inclusive retreat, you'll treat your body with breakout sessions in the various elements of nature, enjoy fireside chats while harnessing the healing energy of fire, allow more light with more ease, and activate that connection between the body and spirit. Call 206-931-7356 or visit lynnmbrown.com.
Are you feeling stagnant or blocked in your love life, career, health, or finances? Experiencing difficulty focusing or setting and achieving goals? Tune in to Spiritual Diagnostics Radio with psychic visionary healers Carol Dorian and Justice Welling. Discover the cause and effect of unwanted patterns in life. Tune in every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit spirituald.com.
Be you plus live your purpose equals joy. That's the motto of Unstuck Joy with Vicki Todd. Vicki believes you were born with gifts that are meant to make the world brighter. Each show will feature an art visioning journal prompt to help you create your way to soul clarity. If you're ready to get unstuck and create more joy, this show is for you. Tune in every month on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit VickiWorldArt.com.
Are you traveling most of your day? Do you want to take Transformation Talk Radio with you anywhere you go? Well, guess what? There's an app for that. Just go to the App Store on your Apple device or the Google Play Store on your Android and search Transformation Talk Radio. Catch all of our live shows no matter where you are. Thanks for listening.
Hey, did you know why they call the foundation the foundation? It's called the foundation because it completely eliminates your foundation for what you thought your reality was and creates a whole new space where you can have an entirely new reality that is foundationless. So from my point of view, they should call it the unfoundation or the foundationlessness. Either way, there's a big new global rewrite happening again because these guys cannot stop changing. There should be like a Change Anonymous that Gary and Dane go to. And it's happening April 28th to May 1st. You can find out about it at accessconsciousness.com/global foundation. It's happening in Paris. Go to Paris or do it online or find a pod near you. These are all the options you have. And what else is possible?
And we are back. It is 1:30, and we are so happy to be here talking about diagnosing your spiritual conditions. And our caller, Malcolm, I could really, really feel energetically how one vibration was seeping over into other layers of the aura and creating other unwanted vibrations. And it's so amazing how when somebody is in your life, you can feel what they are going through. Sometimes you can feel it physically, emotionally, energetically, sometimes on all levels. But sometimes what happens, unfortunately, is if your partner has not healed through certain spiritual and emotional conditions, you can start literally going through their symptoms, storing it, and then drawing in other partners like that if that relationship ends, or if you're still in that relationship, just holding on to the vibrations that are unresolved within your partner.
I mean, it's almost like a magnet, really.
Oh, yes.
So that energy that Malcolm is storing, you know, he's saying, I've tried everything. I keep bringing in the same type of relationship. And you could hear in his voice and see in his energy that he just wants to feel complete. He just wants to have that home life, that relationship. You know, he's done looking, he's done dating. And he doesn't know where to look, where to begin. You know, he's done some, like you said, books and classes. And he is still at, you know, square one. And it's that energy that is being a magnet that is attracting the same type of relationship over and over again. And so until he is going to get properly diagnosed and start some type of spiritual journey to have that healed, then he is going to have the perfect opportunity to start attracting what he really wants.
Yes. Yes. And that's really what it's about. Understanding what it is that you're carrying. Are you carrying something that will run itself out? Or are you carrying an energy that literally needs to be dissipated and eradicated? And you will find so many times through this work that what you're carrying may not even be yours. It could belong to mom or dad.
Absolutely.
It can belong to a partner from a prior lifetime. It can come from a childhood experience. I mean, in Malcolm's case, his partner's abuse is becoming stored in his energy. So when Absolutely. They're having that intimate connection, there is something that she
is passing on to him.
Passing on to him through not letting go. She has it stored. And when is it releasing? It's releasing in their connection. And he is absorbing it. I have had so many people through spiritual work tell me that things were okay
fine,
or fine till I got involved
with this person.
This certain person. And now it seems like ever since that person, I seem to be following this pattern. And they'll ask me, does that mean I'm blaming? I don't mean to blame this person. And I'm like, no, that's very possible. That does happen. You can actually receive the energy of your partner, somebody that you care about, store it, and start to live it. It happens all the time. So does that mean that anybody that we love anybody that we care about that has gone through some type of pain, it's going to affect us or infect us? Well, absolutely not. I mean, it's impossible to have a partner in our lives who has never gone through anything.
Oh, of course.
You know, we've all been through something.
We've all been through something.
But that's when it comes to your spiritual immune system. Your spiritual condition, is your aura healthy enough to dissipate and fight off energy that is contradictive to the wholeness and the spiritual well-being that you desire in your life?
And, you know, I've had a lot of callers and clients in the past who has said, I am ready to be in a long-term, loving, committed relationship, and I just want to know, am I ready? And that's when they want to make sure that they're not carrying anything from someone that they have contracted from their past and bring that into a new relationship.
So it's like they feel ready, but they want to know, am I ready?
Exactly. And it's just like most of us say, you know, I'm ready to do this or that and want to go to the doctor and make sure they're healthy enough to do so.
Absolutely.
And so I have had clients in the past saying, I'm ready, but I know that I don't want to enter this relationship on negativity, negative energy with some type of energy situation or imbalance,
unresolved
issues. So they would get an evaluation and checked spiritually to make sure that they're not about to enter that good relationship with, let's say, like what Calvin is going through.
Malcolm.
A sexually transmitted energy from another relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And bring it into, you know, a good standing relationship. And so I think it's always good to read the books, do a meditation, do an evaluation, or get a reading, or, you know, just research how you are with your energy, your spiritual connection across the board.
And I think it's important for everybody to know there is not one specific method.
Exactly.
That is for everybody, because everybody's spiritual conditions are different. You know, everybody is going through something on a different level and for a different reason. So basically, if I were to take in what you almost had me calling him the wrong name too, just now, Malcolm was going through.
Uh-huh.
If I were to take in what he was going through, I would say that this is an infection.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
And so that's storing itself in the aura. And then we have the chakra system that can become infected by low spiritual immune system. And how does that happen? You know, I was working with a lady and her spiritual immune system was so low. It was like she could just walk into a room and whatever painful situation or depressing situation that somebody was going through, she'd say, I would just walk out of there feeling so drained. I'm just carrying other people's problems with me. I can't release it. I come into contact with something negative, or I go into a situation, and when I leave, I just feel like there's this weight on my shoulders. Mm-hmm. And I could see, you know, I told her, I said, Veronica, this is a low spiritual immune system. And as we were doing the work, we located that how her immune system had become so low in the spirit is constantly taking on the burden and responsibilities of others. And this had started at a very young age in her life, constantly being responsible or feeling, being made to feel responsible for the emotions or shortcomings of others around her. You know, it's deep and it's a lot to get into. But as she grew up, she started going through that as well. You know, always looking to fix it, always looking to take care of it for
absolutely.
Someone else.
Absolutely.
And carrying that burden, it started to really deplete the navel chakra, the solar plexus, and the throat where the communication comes from. So a low spiritual immune system can definitely stem from taking on the burdens of others and not releasing them. And I think we've all done that at a time. Or 10.
Or 10, exactly. So your client, Veronica, was it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. When you said she walked into a room and it's sort of she can take in everybody else's confusion, depression, uncertainty, can she also take in the excitement, the joy, the happiness?
Well, see, that's the interesting part. That is the absolute most interesting part about how this works. Once the aura, once that immune system is low and it transfers the vibration from the aura into the chakra, that's the portion that you are unable to take in, unfortunately, is that happiness, that excitement of your own or others. It seems to be that the particular chakra that is infected seems to be like a magnet to the problematic vibration. And that's where that spiritual immune system needs to be boosted so that you can connect to your own happiness, because even other people's situations tend to be a filter blocking out your ability to receive your own happiness. So to answer your question, when she's going into a room, if there's joy going on,
right,
happiness, celebration,
exactly,
motivation, maybe she can feel it for a moment, but she can't really connect to it because that immune system is so low and that chakra is so blocked, and it's already become familiar with functioning in the state of anguish or
right,
stress response.
Like we were saying earlier, it's like a magnet.
Yes.
So it's only going to magnetize to what it already has. It wants to collect more and more and more of what it already has been attracting.
Yes, because when the spiritual immune system is low, there is familiarity response.
Right.
And that is, even if it wasn't good, I'm familiar with it, so I'm drawing it back in. And, you know, I know we're getting ready to take a break in a little bit. And when we come back, I would like to touch on aura autoimmune disorders, the auric autoimmune.
I'm excited for that.
Yeah, there are a few people who have touched on it and done classes on it, but we don't hear a whole lot about it. And when we come back, if anybody has any questions, feel free to call in. We'll pick up your voice vibrations and we will be able to tell you what we're feeling, what's going on, what you're carrying, and what you can do about it right after this short break.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Are you feeling stagnant or blocked in your love life, career, health, or finances? Experiencing difficulty focusing or setting and achieving goals? Tune in to Spiritual Diagnostics Radio with psychic visionary healers Carol Dorian and Justice Welling. Discover the cause and effect of unwanted patterns in life. Tune in every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit spiritualdeed.com.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Hi, this is Ted Winslow, founder of SoundSync Tech, the next generation of sound healing frequency technologies. I'm excited to join Dr. Bree Gibbs, host of the Silver Gaia Radio Show on Transformation Talk Radio. And as a show of appreciation to all the listeners, I'm offering 20% off my sound healing music. Please go to tedwinslow.com and use the coupon code SILVERGAIA. Looking forward to connecting with you soon.
Tune in to the Psychic Professors Show, The Voices of Spirit Radio, with international medium and spirit artist Dr. Susan Barnes on Transformation Talk Radio. Featuring a variety of spiritual topics such as psychic art, spiritualism, EVP, psychic development, and mediumship. This hit call-in show provides listeners with breakthrough wisdom to enliven and enlighten their lives. Visit spiritartgallery.net for show days and times.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
And we are back, and we've been talking about diagnosing spiritual conditions. We've touched on infection and virus, the difference between the infectious and viral. We've talked about the low immune system and the aura. We have covered STEs, sexually transmitted energies. And now I'd like to talk about auric autoimmune disorders. So in the physical, with autoimmune, the body starts treating itself like an illness or like a foreign antibody that needs to be fight it off, like warded off, in a sense. So it starts attacking itself. The body literally starts attacking itself. So with heart, lungs, pancreas, kidneys, liver, and so forth. In the aura, that autoimmune disorder, what it's doing is it's treating the healthy aspects of a relationship, growth, and advancement as an invader that needs removal from the system.
Wow.
So basically, it starts depleting itself and treating itself like an infection. The aura is literally depleting itself. And it can be reversed. And a lot of people, when they hear about the aura, they think of it as an analogy. But the aura is an actuality. They even have now scientific backing of the aura and our vibrational frequency as people. So in our aura, what are we really trying to draw in? And what is our aura trying to draw in? Now, if you notice, I'm saying, what are we trying to draw in? And what is our aura trying to draw in? Because the aura is functioning at its own pace, and it's different than the function of our mind and our will. It's almost like the aura is having a will of its own. It's trying to draw in experience, growth, and protection. Our aura works kind of like a shield to protect us from certain experiences, but in its endeavor to do so, it also has to absorb enough of an experience for us to learn from that experience and grow from that experience. So with the auric autoimmune disorder, and I have worked with so many people who have had this, it's like the aura is drawing in the love, drawing in that advancement, drawing in that higher level of transformation that someone is desiring. And then it's almost like it's conceiving it and then miscarrying it.
Absolutely.
Because it starts chipping away at it. It starts breaking it down, treating it like a threat response.
Mm-hmm.
If this love comes in, if this level that I've been trying to reach comes in, this can emulate or be the repeat of a hurt that I've gone through or an experience that I've endured that turned out very painful. So the aura just starts shutting down the things that we desire.
And I remember when you did a like a seminar conference type thing about this in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember the people that came to listen were so amazed and in awe. It's like they really got educated because something was attracting them there. You know, it's like they read about it. They knew what they were coming to hear. But when it was really said to them and it was spoken, it really, really resonated with them. You know, and I remember that you had people with so many questions and learning so much. And I remember that one, you remember that one gal who was just crying and, you know, who was so moved because she knew this is what she had. You know, before you could really properly diagnose her, she just knew. She was like, I've been searching and searching and searching for an answer that I could never get. And it was never revealed to me until just now. You know, and I remember you, you know, talking to her and holding her hand and comforting her through, you know, her tears. And it was so emotional, but at the same time, so amazing that she finally got her solution. Can you update us on how that gal is?
You know, she's, it's
still... And a little bit about her, you know, the journey you took her through that she got her help.
Oh, absolutely. You know, she's doing better. Is she exactly where she wants to be at this time? She's not completely there, but she is really, really close. You know, when we first started her work, I was looking at her aura and it just looked like little dots going all through it, kind of melting it. You could just see that the aura was just like eating it, eating through itself. The rays and the colors that connect to prosperity and growth, you could see those rays really wanting to shoot out, and then something would come in, an energy, and just kind of diminish it. And that something was her own aura.
Yeah.
Her own aura. And she referred to it as something. She kept saying, if you remember, something
That's
comes
right.
in and is just taking my blessings from me,
mm-hmm.
taking from me. And I remember telling her that something is your own energy
That's
field.
Right.
And in the same way that the energy field can be depleted, it can be restored, it can be rejuvenated. We had gone through that journey, gone through the spiritual work, and we had located at what portion did this auric autoimmune start. Because in the physical, the autoimmune is usually always there lying dormant, and then something
triggers it.
And what triggered it for her, it was her divorce. It was such a painful, disastrous divorce. I mean, everything that she found it out all within a 72-hour period
exactly.
of time.
Exactly.
Her husband is leaving.
Mm-hmm.
She's her financial strength and comfort
was taken away.
Totally being stripped. Her home is going to be gone. I mean, could you imagine in 72 hours? Everything you know as normalcy is going to be gone.
It's an identity change, really.
Absolutely.
I am a wife. I am a mother. I am fine. This is my role. This is what I do. This is what I've been doing for years. And then to have that all taken away, that
in,
is
in a
taking
moment.
Away your identity. And it's not like, you know, we moved first or we had a separation trial or period. It's really her life got kidnapped away from her. And she was another classic situation of being misdiagnosed. Because I remember when you were talking to her, she was like, I just feel that I have that negative energy. You know, I'm attracting negative energy, or I have a blocked chakra. But I've tried so hard to, you know, get it done. And that's, you know, when you were saying her own energy is coming in and depleting her aura. And she called it something. And she just was like, oh, it's negative energy. But it really is so much more. And you can get so much into detail. And I am happy that she is so much better than what she was. And hopefully she will reach her goals.
Oh, she will. You know, that's the thing about once you know what you're dealing with, you can only treat a condition that is actually the condition that you have. If you're treating something else, you're not going to get to where you need to be. So it's all about diagnosing, having that understanding of your spiritual condition.
Yeah, it's really diagnosing your spiritual condition and getting the proper diagnosis.
Absolutely. And for all of you who have been listening, I would like to send you peace and light and love, blessings on your journey. We look forward to talking to you next week. Love and light.
And those of you who would have any questions, please log on to spirituald.com.
Now I can say it. Namaste.
You've been listening to Spiritual Diagnostics Radio, Psychic Answers and Spiritual Solutions with Carol Dorian and Justice Welling, diagnosing the spiritual cause of unwanted life patterns. For more information on your favorite healers, visit spirituald.com and tune in every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio to receive your weekly dose of enlightenment.